self and other the same. All dharmas are innately amazing beyond description. Perfect vision has no gap. In mountain groves, grasslands, and woods, the truth has always been exhibited. Discern and comprehend the long, broad tongue of the Buddha's teaching, which cannot be muted anywhere. The spoken is instantly heard. What is heard is instantly spoken. Senses and objects merge. Principle and wisdom are united. When self and other are the same, mind and dharmas are one. When you face what you have excluded and see how it appears, you must quickly gather it together and integrate with it. Make it work within your house. Then establish stable sitting. The first time that I read this chant, the first line seemed almost silly to me. All dharmas are innately amazing beyond description. I wondered if maybe there would be another word for amazing that would work. And of course, our reactions to these chants are part of the process of chanting. We get to watch our minds as we chant. And sometimes a chant lands on us and we feel upset by it, like it's encouraging something that we find impossible or don't believe in. And sometimes a chant lands in our hearts and touches us in a deep way, and we feel opened and moved by the Dharma. And our job as meditators is to simply watch what arises one moment after another. Not to invest too much belief in anything that we think. You've probably heard the phrase, don't believe anything you think. It's kind of an extreme way of putting it, but there's something to it. The idea that we can notice thoughts as thoughts, and that in doing so, we actually are quite liberated. We don't confuse them with the reality anymore. Chants are kind of intended to needle us a little bit. We read our five remembrances, and we're reminded every time we sit together that we grow old, sick, die, lose everybody we love, and that we have enormous responsibility for our karma. At first, when we hear this chant, we might be turned off. Some people are actually drawn to it. But actually, it doesn't matter. It's not like one reaction is better than the other. They're simply what is present. And our practice is to notice what is present and not be too attached to it and not to push it away. Tonight, this line struck me differently. All dharmas are innately amazing beyond description. Just seems so true. Here we are sitting in the zendo with the windows open, feeling the air, stepping together 1 foot at a time when we walk in Kinhin, feeling the gravity hold us to the earth, feeling the earth support us, hearing, of course, the cricket song as it descends, getting lower and lower week after week as the temperature drops, soon to disappear altogether. But here, tonight, they're singing. Some of us can hear them, some of us can't. But all of us are experiencing different dharmas and they are amazing beyond description. We're also experiencing internal dharmas, what we might describe as thoughts and feelings, sensations particular to our physical manifestations in this moment, mental manifestations of this moment. Some of us with aches and pains, sore back or a sore knee. Amazing, beyond description. The good and the bad. Showing itself thus. And this chant is encouraging us to allow both the good and the bad in equally, which is not something that we often want to do. When we come to the last line, when you face what you have excluded and see how it appears, you must quickly gather it together and integrate with it. Such a central aspect of our practice, turning toward that which we might be tempted to turn away from or run away from. Some of the things that we often want to turn away from include heartbreak, fear, hate, judgment, anger, physical pain. But turning away doesn't make any of these things better. In fact, there's quite a paradox to it. Often that which we run away from controls us, finds its way out in other rather unconscious expressions. We've probably all had this experience, perhaps with a dear friend or a partner, when something's on our mind and we haven't quite fully integrated it yet. We haven't wept. We haven't cried or broken down. And so we're brittle. And perhaps our partner comes in and leaves a dish on a table. And we say, "What are you doing? How could you?" "I'm suffering over here, and you leave a dish on the table." Of course, the real issue is that we're suffering, and we need to integrate with it. And part of what our practice is, therefore, is sitting with our suffering. The first noble truth, to be human, is to suffer. Not exclusively. There's also joy and love and connectedness. But we don't need to work with that stuff quite so much, do we? That we like to let in. Suffering, sometimes we need to make a little space for that. Just let it be present. Give it our attention and our love. Because that's what compassion is. Letting things be just as they are. The heart of compassion. Letting ourselves cry over someone who is sick, over someone we've lost, over a broken relationship, over a world on fire, forests burning. People unjustly killed. In this kind of a place, it can be hard to keep your heart open. We might instead want to practice meditation as a form of escapism. We can use our practice to just try to feel good. And then we bury our suffering and don't integrate with it. And we don't find its wisdom. We don't hear its wisdom. Because in that suffering is where exactly where we find compassion. It's exactly where we find the energy, the motive, the care to take care of people, to save all beings, including ourselves. So the encouragement, don't turn away. Let it be here. And the paradox, the irony, that in this opening, we find something other than what we think we will find. We've probably all had those days where we hold our tears at bay and become more and more brittle and perhaps depressed and troubled as the day goes on. And then maybe we come home and let ourselves sit in front of a TV and watch a sad show. Or put some music on and the tears come. And oh, what a relief. Irony. Our suffering, in its own way, when we let it be here, is no longer suffering. It is transformed into sweet compassion. It's often our resistance which causes the most pain. And so it is in the world. By seeing it, we find love, we find the energy to stay engaged, to care. And of course, this also opens us. That brittle armor that we've been wearing, we can take it off. We can learn to trust in whatever is arising as the Dharma that we seek. No longer need to be in control. And what a relief that is. To simply receive life just as it is. And as we receive the things that we used to call bad, we can also receive that which is good because our hearts are open. We can receive the sound of tires passing on the road as a blessing, intimately experienced in our heart mind, not separate. Because we are no longer separating ourselves out to protect ourselves. We can merge with all that is. When we take our armor off, when we take down the walls, our Buddha nature reveals itself. And self and other are the same. There is no gap between inside and outside. It's all simply presence. And yes, the old conventional labels can still be used. I can still talk about me as me and you, and I won't drive your car home. There's something here that's before all the labels. Enlightenment isn't personal. It's not mine. It's not yours. There's no separate self that gets enlightened. If you're here hoping to get enlightened, you're on a wild goose chase. It's the world that's enlightened, presenting enlightenment each and every moment. And we aren't separate from that world. Our job is simply to turn toward whatever is here. And in this safe environment of Sangha, we can let down the walls and let whatever's here in. No longer separate. Of course, we can't always do this. Sometimes we're in situations that aren't safe. And in those circumstances, we take care of ourselves. We do protect ourselves. That's okay. And our practice here together, when we're safe, is to let down the barriers of exclusion and to open our hearts. The Buddha Dharma is shining forth. It's amazing beyond description. All we have to do is come together and pay attention. Moment after moment, pay attention. Notice what is here now. What is? What is? Exclude nothing. Let the world break you open. Thank you.